We're starting by Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, Shir 3. Let's begin with the Ramah at the end of Sif Gimel. The Ramah says, V'nohagu la'asais cholov mishkedim, u'menichim ba basa oif. There was a minute to make milk out of almonds, and put inside of the milk chicken. Hoyel be'enevak midu'abonon, since chicken and milk is only midu'abonon. Therefore, they weren't worried about marasayin. But if you want to put animal meat together with almond milk, you have to put almonds on the side, because of marasayin. People see the almonds, they'll know that it's almond milk and therefore it's mutter. Commission is Bayer La'el, Simen Samach Vav, Inyan Dam. And it explained in Simen Samach Vav that by fish blood, one has to put scales next to the blood in order to show that it's mutter. Now let's see the background for this sif. The Gemara says in Krisus, on the Chofala from the base, Omar Rav, Dam Dogim Shekinsoi Aser. Fish blood that was to gather together in a utensil, let's say a cup, is Aser to drink. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, Dam Dogim Mechagova Mutter. In a brace it says, the fish blood and grasshopper blood is Mutter. So why does Rav say it's Aser? So the Gemara at the end answers, Kitanya hi misniso de is bekaskasim. When does it say that it's mutter? Where there's scales next to the blood or inside the blood. Kikom avav aser de les bekaskasim. When does Rav say that it's aser to drink blood of fish is where there is no scales next to it. So what do you need scales for? In order that people should see that it's fish blood. So we see that the iser over here, according to Rav, is because of maris ayin. Since it's maris ayin, people either think that you're doing an Isser, or they'll come to do an Isser, therefore it's Usser. However, if you put scales next to it, people will know that it's fish blood, and therefore it's Mutter. That's the Gemara. So the Mashal in Yom Shal Shleim, Simon Beis, explains the Gemara, that you put scales either inside the blood, or next to it. And then he says, that from here we see, that on Purim, that there was a minig to eat chicken with almond milk, that it's usur unless you put the almond peels inside or next to the dish. He says that especially about chicken, there's more of a reason to require one to put the scales. So people should not make a mistake and think that we paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Glili that holds that chicken and milk is mutter. That's the mashal. Interestingly enough, tomorrow is Tanis Esther. For those who are listening to Shir with the schedule, you'll be hearing this on Tanis Esther, or right around Purim time, and it's interesting that we'll come up with an hour limud about a minig on Purim, just right around that Purim. But anyway, we see that, according to the Mashal, even by chicken and milk, you have to put almonds as a heker. However, we see over here that there are more argues on the Mashal, that by chicken there's no problem of maris ayin, only by meat is a problem of maris ayin, and therefore, only by meat do you have to put the almonds. So that's the background of the Ramah. Let's see now the Taz in Sifkot and Dalet. The Taz says, K'moshin is barla el simen samach vav gabi dam, v'derke moishe, v'toris chatas klal samach beis, kostav, sh'vashal lomad midam dogam le'aser lechol bosa oif b'cholov shal shkedim, elam ken hi nichoy mishkedim etzloi. Mashal learned from fish blood that one should not eat chicken with almond milk, unless you put almonds next to it. Mishum Marasayin, because of Marasayin. The Dochot Vorov, and the Ramon, and the Moshe, and Toris Chatas, disagrees. Shein Raya Midam, the Ramon says this is no Raya from blood. Shematzino by Yisur Kores, because by blood is an Yisur Kores to eat it. If it would be true blood. Whereas for those that learned Malicha, we learned that Yisur Kores applies to blood that comes out when the animal dies, not to all bloods. But since by some blood there is an Issur Koros, therefore these people will think that an Issur Koros is mutter, therefore there's a marasayin. And I think over here that the Ramah is not specifically Issur Koros, but any Issur Daraisa. He means that since there's marasayin of an Issur Daraisa, therefore it's Aser, unless it's a heker. Masha engin v'basa oif b'cholov, however by chicken and milk, shu durabonon, which is only durabonon, v'filu v'behema, eina Aser, ela derech bishol, and even by an animal. It's only if it was cooked together, and presumably the minig was to put it together after it was cooked when it's cold. or no longer Yetzalaris boy. Therefore, it is no Marsain, since firstly it's chicken, and secondly it's not Derech Bishul. So therefore he says that there's no Marsain if you use almond milk. That's the opinion of the Ramah. So the Taz says, V'af ki divrei Ramah nechoinim, that even though the Ramah is correct, V'kvar nispashud ha-minig kain, and the common minig is to eat the chicken with almonds, V'kvar mokim nire sheyesh lehaniach lechatchila shkedim gam etzel baser oif. However, the Taz says that lechatchila we should put almonds next to the chicken. However, when one does not have almonds, he does not have to stop eating because he doesn't have the almonds. He could eat it even without a hacker. That whatever we can fix up, we fix up. But if you can't, if you don't have the almonds, then you can eat it even without it. So the Tzad says it's not any worse than what we'll learn in Sif Dalet, that woman's milk is awesome because of Marsain. So here too, lechatchila, we should also need a hacker. So the right that it brings from woman's milk, Kivega and Primigodim, both say that this is problematic. Because over there, in Sif Dalet, we'll see that the Machaber, when he says that it's awesome to eat with woman's milk because of Marsain, over there he's talking about animal meat, not chicken. So therefore it is a Marsain of the Oiraisa. So, how does the Taz bring a raya that by chicken and milk we need a hacker by a Durabonon? Maybe by a Durabonon we don't need a hacker. They do not give an answer. So, the Taz continues, V'im ein lo shkedim, if one does not have almonds, en laser achila b'shulzeh, it's not also to eat with almond milk if you don't have the almonds, k'moi b'cholav isha b'samoch, just like by woman's milk that the Ramah says, that by chicken, you can eat it with woman's milk. The Ramah says that one may put. That the Taz learns that from the Ramah, we see that he learns that it's a lashon of b'dievad. But the chatchila, where possible, one should put the almonds next to the chicken and milk. So in short, basically the Taz is agreeing to the Ramah, but saying that l'chatchila, even by chicken and milk, one should put a hacker of almonds. That's the opinion of the Taz. So now let's see the Shach. The Shach says, V'nagol lasses cholav mishkedim, ha'yel koloimar, v'leidomi ledam dogim, soif simen samach bob, shemutu legamri. This case is not compared to simen samach bob, which speaks about fish blood, which is mutter, Afilu hachi emkinsu b'kli aser, and nonetheless, if you gather the fish blood in into a kli, it's aser mipnei marasayin, elam ken yesh b'kaskasim, unless you have scales, shenikur shu dam dogam, in order that people will recognize that it's fish blood. So for here, why is it mutter by oif? The hasam dam gufei aser midaraisa. The reason over there we need a hacker is because blood is daraisa. Hilko chavoye Yoimer, the ochol dam behema. So if someone sees you eating the fish blood, they'll say that you're eating blood of an animal. Shasim midaraisa, which is asim midaraisa. Avobasa oif b'chol of mamish, who midurabonon. But in our case, since chicken and milk is anyway only midurabonon, b'lek ala mechash la marasayin, and therefore we have no problem with marasayin of a daraisa, lachain basa behema, b'chol of shahu asim midaraisa, yishla niyach etzle shkedim. Therefore, by meat and almond milk, one does have to put a hacker because it's an isidai raisa. Kadesh liyachshiv havoya shahu cholav mamish. In order that people should not think that he's eating meat with regular milk. V'chein kosev teres chasas shom klal samach beis. So the Shach continues, V'lfizeh tzoruch leimer demayri b'bishol. The Shach says we have to say, according to this, that the Ramah is talking about where it's cooked together. The lav hachi was if the meat and animal milk were not cooked together, even to eat meat of an animal together with milk, if it's cold, if they were not cooked together, it's mutter midaraisa. So therefore, there's no chash. If someone sees you eating meat with animal milk, and it wasn't cooked together, there's no chash of an isidaraisa. And therefore, one should not have to put almonds. Therefore, we have to say that to Amar, when he says that it's, one has to put amas, he's talking about where they were cooked together. And that's how it seems from the Teres Chatas. However, from what we said before, in the Taz, this is how the Prima Gordon learns, the Teres Chatas says that it's mutter by chicken and amar milk because, number one, it's oif, and number two, it's not cooked together. So it seems that he's only permitting chicken, not meat, even if it's not cooked together. The reason he permits chicken is because we have a number of reasons to permit it. But by meat, even if it's not cooked together, the Prima Gordon learns that the Ramah would answer it. So back in the Shach says, Aval mashal perikol abasa semenun beiz lamad mehach the dan dogim to bepurim ukiyotze boy shuragilim lechol tarin gulas b'cholav shkedim sha'aser imlay sheneach shkedim v'soychan. And it says that in Purim that they used to eat chicken with almond milk is also unless you put almonds in the milk or on the side of it. And it's, like we said before, that specifically by chicken you have to put a heker in order that people should not say that we pass like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is how the Achronim hold. And the Shach says that he agrees to the Marshal. Because even by something that's also midrabanan, we say that it's marasayin. Bekamaduchti, in many places, umehem, for some examples, b'shas b'perek b'mei b'hema, and Shabbos says, v'loi b'zug, that an animal cannot go out on Shabbos with bells, hafalpishu pokuk, even though if the bells are stuffed up. Because it looks like you're going to the marketplace. That it looks like you're going to sell it. Because it's a dinner marasayin. You can't wear the bells because people will think you're going to the marketplace. There's still a marasayin, even though the whole issue of buying and selling on Shabbos is only midrabanan. We see that there's a marasayin even by issue darbanan. Kama shekotzev baruch haim or b'chashem mishpat says siman reish lamed hey echem muchach lehedya b'tosis fiksubas perik afalpi tivim maskol mamachin. That feeling of midrabanan chashina la marasayin. Now we see from Shabbos and other places that even by issue darbanan yachashish for marasayin. V'achemashi b'duchtach tuvi. This is mashma from many places that even by issue darbanan there is marasayin. Therefore, he disagrees with the Ramah and says that even by chicken, there would be a problem of marasayin, and therefore one would have to put shkedim even by chicken. That's the opinion of the Shach. So the Pesach Tshuva brings that what he wrote in Machlat Tzvi. In order to answer the Ramah, he says that there's a difference between Daraisa and Darabonim. By marasayin of a Daraisa, we say that it's also filu b'chadri chadorim, means even in the privacy of my own home, I cannot do something that is marasayin, even though no one's going to see me. That's by Yisid Daraisa. But by an Yisid Rabbonon, there's no gzeru of marasayin b'chad v'chadorim, in one's own home. So therefore he learns that when the Ramah says over here, that by oath, one does not have to make a heker, he's talking about when he's doing it in his own home. And therefore, there's no marasayin. So it's true that there is marasayin by many Rabbonons, like we saw from the proofs of the Shach. But that's only in public. But in private, by Yisid Rabbonon, there's no marasayin. And therefore, there's no question on the Ramah from all these cases. Because these cases are talking about in public, and the Ramah are talking about in private. And then the Nachlas Tzvi says that private means in one's own home, and even though there are family members at home, it's still called privacy, and it's mutter, without a heker. Presumably, this is because the family members know what's going on, and therefore they're not afraid that they'll make a mistake. But in public, not everyone will know what's going on, and they'll make a mistake and say that you've been over a derabbanon. That's the opinion of the Nachlas Tzvi. So it comes out according to what we're saying, that the Shach understood the Ramah that there's no marasayin at all by a derabbanon. So therefore in Purim, if you want to play a good joke, you tell your wife, dear, it's Purim, v'nahapachu, I'm going to do the serving. So if she doesn't think you're drunk and she lets you into the kitchen, you go into the kitchen, you take out the chicken, pour in a cup of coffee rich, and serve it. He'll tell her, you know, that's what we learned in the Pirkei Shoshana Shulchan Aruch course, and she'll probably tell you, you better drop that course at once. But that would be according to the Ramah, but according to the way we explain the Nachas Tzvi, it's only mutter because the family members know what you're doing. But if you're going to do it behind her back, and she'll think that you're going to be cooking basar v'chalav together, even by Issur Rabbanon, you would not be allowed to do so, and you'd have to take out the box of coffee vetch along with it. So now let's see Siv Dalet. Mechaber says, Oser levashil b'cholov isha mipnei maris ayin. We may not cook meat in woman's milk because of maris ayin. V'im nofal esorich hatavshil, if woman's milk falls into a meat dish, bottle, v'im tzarech shir. It's bottling and only in the shir. In other words, normally we need 60 times to negate the taste. But here, since it's only because of maris ayin, once it can't be seen, it's bottle and it's mutter. Then the Ramah says, "V'nira l'fizeh the kosher can do also lebasha lechatchila b'cholav tameya, a basa tameya b'cholav tahira." According to this, that we're saying this is maris ayin. So even to cook cholav tamei with kosher meat or basa tamei with kosher milk would be aser. The dafka basa behema, but that's only by meat of an animal. But by a chicken, since it's only drabonon, you don't have to worry, and it's mutter to cook if it's tamei. So let's see first the Shach. Shach says, "V'nira l'fi zeh the kol shekein, l'fi dasa rav the kol shekein hu." According to the Ramah, that is the kol shekein, that basa tamei is aser because of maris ayin. "Nira d'tzoruch liyashiv hod the kosef haTorah v'machaber v'sif gimel mutorim v'bishul v'hano." This that the machaber in the Torah write in sif gimel that tamei is mutter v'bishul to cook u'v'hano and to derive benefit. V'mishna rucha b'perak kol ha-basar, and it's a mission like we've seen in Perek kol ha-basar, or muskim b'chol ha-poiskim, and everyone agrees there's no issur bishul or hana. So we'll have to say da haynu da mutter midina. When we say it's mutter, it means mi'ikra din. Avul mishum maris ayin loy mayri. But the issur maris ayin, they're not speaking about. V'nafka mina. So what's the difference if we say that it's mutter mi'ikra din and asa because of maris ayin, or it's asa mi'ikra din? Begavni de lekom lemechash la maris ayin. The nafkamina, the difference would be in a place where there's no maris ayin. Kagoyin l'rufua, okay, yosibay. For example, by medicines, there's no iser of maris ayin, even if it's not a choyle shiyesh by sakona. Meaning, even if it's not a matter of life and death, if it's for a cure, it's mutter if there's maris ayin. Okumar shikosa mashal be perakol abasa semen kuf beis. The mashal vayt in yam shoshkleim es semen kuf beis. Kabechol of isha, the refuah shari, the pechal of isha, and secure its mutter. Afilu ein by sakana klal, even if there's no sakana at all, even if it's not a life and death issue. Ma'achad ein by isa klal el mishum marasayin, since it's only us because of marasayin, therefore if it's as a cure, it's mutter. Ad kalashen, that's the lashon of the mashal. Inam mishkachas b'kav nachrina, the lecha mishum marasayin. In any other place where we're not worried about marasayin, it's mutter. For example, like we said, in Chadri Chadorim by Yisdor Abonon. Ubezeh meyushev mashenich b'teres chatis divir haraj b'beteimah ayin shom. The Shach says that with this we can answer the teres chatis' question under Rashba. That what's the difference between chalavishan and tamea? Why is tamea mutter? So the teres says, and when we say tamea is mutter, it means we're not talking about marasayin. And the Maisa, in the Chuvis of Rashba, it says this specifically, that when the Mishnah says Tamei's mutter, he's not talking about Marasayin. So the Adifayim says that the Shach did not have the Tshuvas of Rashba. However, the Shach says, Ochin, divi ha-poiskim shekos v'stomom v'tom v'bishol, the poiskim that say that Tamei's mutter v'bishol, mashma da'filu b'yushum Marasayin leko. It seems that there's no issue even because of Marasayin. V'kach nirim divi ha-mashal, perakol ha-bosar. This is how it seems from the mashal. Rakach mashmah das ha-machaber, and this is how it seems is the opinion of the machaber. In the loy kosev, b'cholob behemah tamei gufei da'asim mishum marasayin. Why doesn't the machaber himself say that there's an iser marasayin by tamei? If there would be a marasayin, he should tell us. So we see that there's no mere iser marasayin by tamei. So why not? Rakach nere b'li bor, so if it seems clear to me, d'shani hasam kivin al kalponam echad mehem oser. The difference between cholob isha and tamei is because kivin al kalponam echad mehem oser b'achila. Since by tamei, one of them is anyway aser to eat. The vade bibishul chudei leko mishem marasayin, because by cooking alone, there's no iser of marasayin. The ha yochol lihi yois shem avashol etzarech refuah. since it could be that he's cooking it for someone who needs it as a cure, a shadvarim. So therefore, by cooking, there's no iser of marasayin. So the Imri Baruch explains, we have to say that people say that you're cooking it for a choyle sheyesh by sakana. Because if people say cooking it for choyle she'en by sakana, there's no heter she'en by sakana. If it's talking about a choyle that's not a life and death situation, there's no heter to cook basar b'cholav, a both heter. So then there'll still be a marasayin. So we'll have to say that by cooking, people can say that I'm cooking it for a choyla that's in a life and death situation where everything is mortar for choyla shiish b'sakana, and therefore there's no marasayin. So according to this, the Imam Baruch asks that you'll get around most marasayins because everything's mortar for choyla shiish b'sakana. So you always say, though, maybe it's for choyla shiish b'sakana. And we could answer that. We see over here that if it's, he's eating it, by eating, people won't say it's a choyla shiish b'sakana because you see that the guy's not sick. Or in the case of marasayin that was born in the Shach in Sifkot Nivav, that you can't take the bells on Shabbos. What does having a bell on an animal have to do with Chodesh Shesh Pesachana? So, therefore, we could learn that the Shach says that where it's possible that he's doing it for someone that's Chodesh Shesh Pesachana, there's no marasayin. So the Shach says, V'hai asur l'bashal hayna lechol. When the Machaba says it's asur to cook, he means it's asur to eat with Chalav Isha. Because like the Shach is saying, that by cooking there's no asur marasayin. And also this is what the Mechaber says in the Sif Hei, Asur Lebashlam, it's Asur to cook the eggs with milk. You'll have to also explain that it means to eat them with milk. We find this, that cooking means eating, in the, both in the Torah and in the Mishnah, that Afki L'Achila B'Lashon Bishul, that the Torah calls eating in the Lashon of Bishul, Ein Shom. And it's only marasayin by eating, not by cooking. And according to the Ramot, you'll also have to say that cooking means eating. Meaning, like the Shach said in the Sifkot Vav, that the Ramot is talking about where they were cooked together. The Cholav Shkedim and the meat were cooked together. So then to eat them, you need a hacker. So now you could ask, how were they cooked originally together? And it's very hard to say that during the cooking they put almonds next to the pot. Perhaps in those days it was a hard mitzvah to put things next to the pot. So, therefore, we have to say that by cooking, there's no marasayin. Because otherwise, how would they cook together? And therefore, when we say over here that it's asur to cook with cholav isha, it means to eat it without cholav isha. So, therefore, by basur tameya, since all I'm going to do is cook it, I'm not going to eat it, because it's anyway usur. So therefore there's no marasayin. So we come at a question on the Ramah, why do Ramah over here usurs to cook with cholav tamei? Ubezeh asi nami shapet divrei HaRashba, shenicham HaRav b'teres chatas b'teima. According to this also, we have a teres on the Rashba, why by basur tamei there's no marasayin, because it's only applies by cooking, and by cooking there's no marasayin. Inami b'basur tamei alekal lemechal shel marasayin. We could also answer that by Tomei there's no marasayin. The Nikula Ayin Shu Basa Tomei, because it's noticeable that it's non kosher meat. And the same thing would be by non kosher milk. Kadi Isa B'Shas by Vodazor, it says in Gemara, Cholav Tohar Chiyur. Kosher milk is white. Tomei Yorok. Non kosher milk is greenish. So you can tell the difference between non kosher meat and milk from kosher meat and milk. But the difference between regular milk and woman's milk or almond milk is not noticeable. And therefore it's asim shem marasayin. According to this, also we have an answer on the Rashba that there's no marasayin by tamei because it's noticeable. However, the Shach says that his first pshat of that there's no marasayin by bishul is what he holds as the main reason. So now let's see the Taz, Sifkot Nehi. Tessa's Venir Lefizeh, but that can Moshe Hishar Divrei HaRashba Elu B'Cholav Isha B'Tzarachin, The Vedaka Moshe asks on the Rajba, why Chalav Ishus is Aser? The Maishnome Chalav Tamea, what's the difference between Chalav Tamea that the Mutter Bebishal, why over there is a Mutter Bebishal over here it's Aser? Vedaitukan Tamu Ma'it, the understanding of the Rajba is very, very hard to understand. The Habata Sabayas Kosov, Havajba Hedja, the Rajba says explicitly in Torah Sabayas, the Bechol of Tamea, Mutter Bebishal Vahanot, that Bechol of Tamea is Mutter to Kork and Tavanot, Velezochoshim Isa Marasain, and does not say anything about Marasain. So this is the same kasha that the Shach was coming to answer. V'nirulaneas daiti, so the Taz answers, that seems to my humble opinion, that ain't ze kal v'choymer, that there's no kal v'choymer from chol of isha to chol of tamei. The nirulale gozu mishamaras ayin el b'midi de kasha l'achiva. Because we can say that the only time we made a gzeira of maras ayin is by something that's mutter to eat. Kol echad l'chud, both things separately are mutter to eat. The oz doyme l'basar tohar b'chol of tohar. And then it's similar to tohar meat and tohar milk. Meshamachah bebishul im chalav shkedim, tzorach laniach sham shkedim. Therefore, if I'm cooking it with almond milk, I have to put the almonds lachatchila. And since it's similar to chalav tohar and to basar tohar and chalav tohar, therefore I need a heker. Of chalav isha shegam ken muter, kol shepirish menah k'moy shekasav v'simim pei aleph. And woman's milk, which is muter to drink, once it's expressed from the woman and put into a utensil, is muter to drink. Okay, and also levashal and basar, mishum arisayin. Since they're both mutter by itself, therefore to cook it together is also mishum arisayin. Masher enkin be'im hacholav tamei. However, where the milk is from a tamei, or you have basar tamei, or the meat is from a tamei, ain't doyma lebasar b'cholav shel tayum. It's not similar to meat and milk of kosher animals. V'alkein legozru shom mipnei marisayin. And therefore, there's no gzera of marisayin. Kenem l'niz daiti borer. That's how it seems to me, clear, Elash ein biyodi lahokal b'mashiach ma'amor. However, I did not want to be mikol on what the Ramo is machmor on. Then the task continues. U'makol makim pashut be'enai delfi zeh. It's clear to me that according to this, kol shekein sheyesh le'esem b'pnei maras ayin lebashal basar oif b'cholav. That there's a maras ayin to cook chicken with milk. Shegozu b'rabonon behedja iser basar b'cholav. That since it's an iser of d'rabonon to eat chicken and milk, is certainly an iser of maris ayin to cook chicken and milk. According to one Tana, according to Tosfos, the Tana Kama holds that chicken and milk is also midaraisa. That's how it seems from the Dakim Moshe, the basa oif b'cholav goer tfei mitmea b'cholav, that chicken and milk is worse than tamei and milk, and therefore there would be a maris ayin. But look how much the cost of the lavush, the bezem mutter b'pnei maris ayin. Not like the lavush says that by chicken and milk there's no maris ayin. Mishum the minkari. Because you can see, tell which is chicken and which is meat. The vade metzino lefarmim shenechtach beinin shalay minka. Because it happens that it's cut in a way where you cannot tell the difference between chicken and meat. Hasuda vayelayode lachalak bein basa oif nishal behema. And certainly someone passing by might not be able to tell exactly what you're cooking, and it'll look like meat. Beemes plukta de tanoihi, and it's machlokas tanoim whether it's mutter midaraisa or midarabonim. The su, the Rashal Kasa Vaparakal of Basa, Simon and Bays, the Babasa Oif, equal Mechosh Tvei. The Mashal writes that by Basa Oif, by chicken, we have more reason to be Machmer. Shalay Yitu Laima Basa Oif, Pachalav Shari Kurab Yosef Lili. In order that people should not come and say that chicken and milk is mutter like Rab Yosef Lili. I can show you of the Mashal. So therefore, the Taz is saying that even by, that by chicken and milk, there's an Issa of Marasayin. Roshan Lachatkhila Shazachar Amokan, Vachin Besamuch, Kabecholab Mesa, Lingan Bishul. So the Taz explains that when Ramah says, "So asal vashal lechatchila," what does he mean lechatchila? Neiru d'chenisgaven sheyesh li zoyer b'mokam she'ein zoyer galul. He means that one should be careful to make a heker that it's aser if there's no big need. Aber b'mokam zoyer l'refua, af she'ein zakana b'davar yesh lahater bishul b'cholav. If it is a zoyer l'refua, even if it's not a life and death matter, it's mutter to cook with cholav isha. Since it's only Issa midrabanan, the culture can chalav tamei or basar tamei, and certainly chalav tamei and basar tamei is mutter to cook if there's a need for refuah. So basically, what's coming out is that according to the Shach, by cooking there's no marasayin. According to the Taz, there is a marasayin by cooking, and even by chicken and milk there's a marasayin. But if there's a tzeruch refuah, in all cases of marasayin, there's no issue.